sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour today, this Hump Day Wednesday, October 1st, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. During a House Oversight Committee hearing yesterday morning in Lansing, Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodenough said that two children living in a tent, as well as a car, with their mother and their grandfather, were absolutely neglected by Child Protective Services. The children, once found to be living in the car with lice that was so bad that the sheriff's office needed to be decontaminated after the children were removed back in April. Living in a car in April. Whether it was Child Protective Services or the Monroe County Sheriff's Office who removed the kids wasn't made clear at the September 9th House Oversight Committee meeting, when Department of Health and Human Services Director Elizabeth Hertel came and testified and was asked about this case. Hertel only responded when questioned about it, said the children were removed. After how long of living in those conditions? Well, it's clear that the family was on the Child Protective Services radar, but Hertel said the kids hadn't been removed prior to that because, quote, unfortunately, we cannot remove children just because somebody is poor, end quote. And the worker didn't want to separate the children from their mother. Well, yesterday's House Oversight Committee dug deeper into this situation, questioning the sheriff about how he takes complaints about animals that were actually living in conditions better than what was reported for those children. Goodenough's department made contact with that family three times. November 30th, of 2023, December 10th of 2024, and finally April 16th of 2025. Goodenough said the first two visits, a call was made to continue monitoring the situation until supervision through Child Protective Services could be sought. Our decision was, let's let them do their job. He didn't and was not expected to be briefed on the situation, but when it was brought up for a third time, finally the children were brought into the sheriff's office. Sounds like the sheriff said, that's it, go get the kids. After they left, they had to decontaminate the sheriff's office for lice. Absolutely heartbreaking to hear what those kids have had to endure, said Minority Vice Chair Reggie Miller, Democrat from Belleville. We need to do something, not just hear testimony. We'll continue on with this story after the break. Word from our sponsors, we'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey. Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust? Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Continuing on with this story about these children and about the failure of Child Protective Services, Democrat Reggie Miller said, we need to do something, not just hear testimony, not just hear about this case. but to give some type of recommendation or referral. We cannot just let this move on and continue. We need to have some type of action put in place. Well, the committee also adopted special rules that appointed State Representative Brian Possumus, Republican from Rockford, Doug Wozniak, Republican from Shelby Township, Sarah Leitner, Republican from Springport, Alicia St. Germain, Republican from Harrison Township, and Karen Whitsitt, State Representative from Detroit, to be alternate members of the committee. Chairman Jay DeBoyer said appointing new members would allow the committee and its subcommittees, which each have 5 members, to be able to establish a quorum during meetings if normal members are absent. Majority Vice Chair Matthew Berline of Vassar said the members were chosen based on their schedule and would not have conflicts with other committee assignments during that time. Well, the vote initially failed when Jamie Green passed. The vote was then reconsidered and passed when State Representative Jason Wolford returned from testifying in the House Election Integrity Committee. DeBoyer said points to the necessity of us adding these alternate members. Well, Miller voted no, stating that she doesn't think the new rules strengthen accountability and people appointed to the committee should be committed to showing up and doing their work. I absolutely think that when you add alternates, the work is compromised. The committee hearing lasted 2 hours. Unbelievable. Kids living in a car with lice so bad that the sheriff's office had to be decontaminated after the children were brought there. That's amazing. That is disgusting. So anyway, we'll see where this goes. Now, one story that caught my eye real quick, I want to get into it. State Senate District 1 down in Detroit. Justin Onwenu, 29 years old, the City of Detroit's entrepreneurship director, officially launched his campaign for Michigan's first State Senate District, which covers a large part of Detroit and other Wayne County communities. This gentleman is a licensed attorney by trade. He's also served on Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Black Leadership Conference. Currently, he teaches labor law at the University of Detroit Mercy Law School. He previously served as a law clerk for the United Auto Workers. Well, in 2022, he was a senior advisor for Voters for Transparency and Term Limits, which ultimately became Proposal 1, ended up being passed by 66% of the voters. What it basically did is it changed our legislators to being able to serve 12 years of total service in the legislature instead of 3 terms in the House and then 2 terms in the Senate. Well, kind of interesting, because the first Senate district will have an open seat next year in 2026. It includes Detroit's downtown Mexican town, Corktown, Midtown, and the Boston Edison Historic District. It contains other Wayne County municipalities like River Rouge, Wyandotte, Lincoln Park, and Ecorse. Justin enters with multiple endorsements, former Detroit State Senator Marsha Bullock, as well as Virgil Smith, and current state representatives Helena Scott of Detroit, Tyrone Carter, Joe Tate, who was last term's House Speaker. He's also gotten the endorsement of the Michigan Democratic Party's Black Caucus, as well as the 13th Congressional District Democrat Caucus. He also comes to the table with endorsements from Ecorse Mayor Lamar Tidwell, Lincoln Park Mayor Maureen Tobin, River Rouge Mayor William Campbell, as well as their Mayor Pro Tem Patty Campbell. Justin Onwenu, created his committee to begin fundraising for the first Senate district seat back in April of this year. According to the campaign finance report, he's already raised $32,466. Well, former House Majority Floor Leader Abraham Ayesh is also expected to file and run for that seat. Ayesh has spent time in New York assisting Democratic Socialist Soran Mamdani with his very high-profile mayoral run in New York. As far as Onwenu, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan announced back in August of 2024 that Justin would be serving as the city's first ever entrepreneurship and economic opportunity director, a role that led to city investment strategies for supporting local entrepreneurs as well as small businesses. The city highlighted Justin as being a fourth generation Detroiter whose mother worked in Detroit as a healthcare administrator and whose father was a Detroit public school teacher. His press release recognized that while Detroit, Ecorse, and River Rouge are reliable Democratic voter communities, Lincoln Park and Wyandotte are narrowly split between Vice President Kamala Harris and now President Donald Trump. One thing he noted is that Senator Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing, the only African-American state senator eligible for re-election, and that there were no black men serving in the state Senate chamber. Michigan needs new and effective leaders ready to bring people together and deliver. In the state Senate, I will work to unite Detroit and downriver to help rebuild our economy, invest in our neighborhoods, clean up our government, so that it works for all of us. So, Democrat number one has announced for Senate District number one for next year's 2026 election. One thing that I think this is starting to shape up as, with us having a special election primary in February, special general election in May for the 35th State Senate District, as well as other competitive races next year, August primary, November general, I'm thinking that there is going to be a very good opportunity for the Republicans if they pick the right candidates. I think they will be able to flip a lot of these seats and take back control of the state Senate. But they're smart, and they have to have good candidates. You cannot sit on your laurels just because President Trump won November last year. Folks, this upcoming election is critical. One thing you have to understand, midterm elections, historically, very, very, very low turnout. Just a couple years ago, in the previous midterm election, 2022, 1.7 million Republicans that voted in November 2020's presidential election did not bother to vote in November 2022. That is completely unacceptable. Now, one thing you can do to make sure that these low propensity voters, that's what they're called, one thing you can do is go to the website 10xvotes.com. 10xvotes is plural.com. If we can motivate these 1.7 million low propensity voters to vote next year, Republicans win. It's that simple. So what you do is you go to that website, 10xvotes.com, and you click on Michigan. When you click on Michigan, it gives you a registration page. Name, email, password, phone number, and the county you live in. And where it says, how did you hear about us? Put Lance Griffin. I had him on the show. He's the one that asked me to promote this. Put in L-A-N-C-E and register. Once you're registered, search the neighbors on your street by address. Search people in your township or people you know in your county. Find out if they're on this database where, in fact, in 2022 midterm election, they didn't vote. That they only vote for the presidential election. Text them. Call them. Send them an email. Guys, you got to make sure you vote next year. I tagged you on this database, and I'll be watching you. I want to remind you that you have got to get out there and vote in the primary next year as well as the general. You got to do it. Now, if you'd like me to text you that link, just text me 10X. 10X. And I'll send you a clickable link to the website. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.